Let's get to know the enemy, Auburn versus Oklahoma edition.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
What's up? We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast, Getting to Know the Enemy edition, Oklahoma edition. Last week we did our first one with Arkansas. I think we did a really good job as far as we kind of understood the way Arkansas would kind of play the game and what could possibly happen. If Auburn doesn't turn the ball over, I think we pretty much nail it. Now let's go into Oklahoma, talk about the quarterback situation, talk about some wide receiver injuries and dadgummit, this nasty defense. We got to jump into it too. But before we get started, let's give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code NEXTROUND for a double up deposit bonus. Give them $250. They're going to give you another $250 free to play with. Sports betting lines out the you know what. Any name the sport, they got a line for it. Hey, look, Auburn, a lot of sharp money moving in late on Auburn. This is similar to what happened against Cal when the money moved late on Cal. I think money moved late towards Arkansas as well last week. If you're following those trends, might be something to watch, but you can definitely get in on this Auburn action if you'd like, as well as any other teams, NFL, all other sports as well. Check them out, mybookie.ag. Auburn plays Arkansas today. As you drive in, as you are headed to the game, maybe at your tailgate, you don't know a ton about Oklahoma. You haven't been able to see a lot of them. Hopefully this will give you an idea of what to watch for, the key players that are in, the key players that are out, and then how Auburn can possibly attack them and see kind of how this game's going to play out. And I think the thing everybody wants to talk about, the most important thing is quarterbacks typically. And let's talk about this quarterback situation for Oklahoma. Believe it or not, as hard as this is possible to believe, Oklahoma may have a worse quarterback situation, equally as bad. I'm not going to say worse. I'm going to say equally as bad quarterback situation as Auburn. You started the year with – not only did you start the year with Jackson Arnold, but you started the year, you let Dillon Gabriel walk and go to Oregon. I'm sure there was some NIL discussions and, they didn't come to an agreement or whatever. And they felt really confident. Jackson Arnold felt so confident. They took him to SEC media days. So you let your quarterback walk to Oregon and you're going to roll with the young guy, Jackson Arnold. And all you have behind him is a freshman. Well, Jackson Arnold has really, really struggled through the first couple of games, through the first several games, to the point where they had to make a change in the Tennessee game. I mean, he just wasn't getting it done. He has a very poor completion percentage, explosive plays. He's just really struggled at all. He doesn't really turn the ball over, but he just doesn't really do much either, completing a low percentage of passes, just low average per attempt completion, just not really doing what they expected out of him. Not getting what they expected out of him. So they made a change the last game against Tennessee, and it looks like Michael Hawkins Jr. is going to start again, going to get his first start against Auburn this weekend. So, a lot of people are trying to make it out to be that he came in and he gave Oklahoma a spark. He was the spark. It was not a contest. He gave him a spark. Well, he came in after Jackson Arnold fumbled late in the second quarter, and I believe they had four straight drives with a punt. I'll go back and check, but it was multiple drives with Michael Hawkins Jr. where there was not a lot of difference. Four straight drives with a punt. It was 22-3 when they scored their first touchdown with 8 minutes and some change left to go. 8 minutes and some change left to go in the game. They scored their first touchdown and then had another punt or a turnover on downs, and then they scored again. Tennessee had really, at that point in time, there was no way that there's no way that Oklahoma is going to come back and win the game. But there's a lot being made out of those last two touchdowns by Michael Hawkins Jr. And I think if you really look at the context of those situations, you know, late in the game, multiple drives in a row where it's just not a lot of change as far as being able to move the chains. I mean, again, multiple punts in a row. But again, one thing they don't do is turn the ball over. They're dead last on offense in yards per game. So it's the as far as in the SEC, they're the worst yards per game offense in the SEC. I haven't looked at scoring offense, but I got to imagine it's got to be close. I mean, they snuck out with a win against Houston. Just offensively, they just don't really know where they want to go yet. They don't really know what their identity is yet. They're just not very explosive at all on offense. But they will live to play another day because of their defense. So they would be willing, they're willing to protect the ball and punt because their defense is so good. And we're going to talk about the defense in just a minute. So, I think Auburn has a very good matchup here defensively. To play again, going up against this Oklahoma offense, I just don't think you're settled. I don't think Oklahoma's settled on their quarterback situation, and I think it's something that, you know, maybe Auburn could take advantage of and at least continue to give their offense opportunities, continue to give Auburn's offense opportunities to try to find something and make plays. I think that's something. If Oklahoma had any type of offense whatsoever, I would be worried that this game could be a blowout because I think their defense is really good and they turn you over. But their offense is probably in their offense is exponentially more in flux than ours, than Auburn's. And because again, if Auburn can limit turnovers, they're up towards the top of the conference as far as offensive production through the first four games. So this will be an interesting matchup, but their QB situation is definitely something to watch. Michael Hawkins Jr., he's a freshman. He's very mobile. When I say mobile, I don't think he's going to be one that's just going to bust it down the field for 50 or 60 yards, but he's tricky in the pocket. So it's going to be one that you have to contain. You don't want him to get outside of the pocket like you've done against, you know, New Mexico State and some of the other times where guys have been able to extend plays. I think you got to get after this kid, frustrate him early, and maybe you can force him into throwing you a couple or at least taking some sacks and killing some drives. So Oklahoma's in a bind as far as offense goes, and I'll be anxious to see how this whole, you know, how this whole deal works out as far as, you know, from a quarterback and Oklahoma offense perspective. But before we kick over to wide receiver injuries and this defense, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. You got to check out, you got to give Ford a shout and just make sure. Just let Ford be your security blanket. You may already have something in the works as far as savings go, retirement goes, but you don't know for sure that it's performing at its optimal level until you have Ford look over it for you. Absolutely free. Go to retirementresults.com/plan and let Ford take the guesswork out of it. Let Ford answer your concerns and make a friend at the same time. So tell them where you go. Tell them I sent you. Ford Stokes, Retirement Results presented by Active Wealth. Wide receiver injuries. A lot is being made about the wider. They put out their injury report and you had four or five wide receivers out for the game. And most of them, so I guess Auburn fans are starting to get, you know, okay, they don't have any wide receivers. This is good. Their big one that is out is Deion Burks. He's their best player on offense. He's their best receiver. You know, if you've got a bright spot that you can point to on the offense, it's Deion Burks and he's out. Like, so that is actually a big deal. But these other receivers that are out are, you know, they're guys that don't play a ton. They're guys that haven't had a ton of production. Now, that could just be because the offense hasn't had a ton of production as well, but it's definitely something you need to keep an eye on. I mean, their leading playmaker at wide receiver is out. He's out for the game. So he's had 26 receptions for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns. So for the few touchdowns that they've had, and I think actually he got all 3 of those in the very first game, so he hasn't had a touchdown, I think, since. But still, I mean, he's their leading playmaker. They're going to probably lean on their tight end, Bauer Sharp, who's their second leading receiver. And then after that, who knows? After that, you just kind of got to play it by ear and see what you have. But again, offense is not going to be, it shouldn't be the big issue here, handling their offense. The issue is going to be this nasty defense. And they are really good in two categories that scare me. They're really, really good in two categories that worry me. And we're going to dive into that right now. I mean, Oklahoma has the, as far as total defense goes, you're talking about one of the top defenses in the country, or one of the top defenses in the SEC, one of the top defenses in the country as well. But where they really stand out is in two areas, and that's sacks and turnover margin. So, which is neither one of those are ones you want to see if you're an Auburn fan. If you're worried about the offensive line, how the offensive line can play, well, this team is tied with South Carolina in the conference for sacks. They got 14 sacks on the year. And, you know, comparatively, you feel like Auburn puts a lot of, at times has been able to put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. They have 8 sacks. So 14 sacks to our 8. And it's that's crucial. That's crucial. So you got to stay ahead of the chains. You got to stay out of obvious pass situations, because even though I feel like our offensive line has given us opportunities to win, played well enough to win, when you get in those obvious passing downs, they struggle. And I think that's most offensive lines, but definitely Auburn's offensive line. And this defensive line's, it's really nasty. I mean, I can just take that statistic right there. So that's going to be a very, very interesting matchup. And then turnover margin. They lead the conference in turnover margin at +7. On the flip side, I think Auburn's like -11 or something crazy. So that is something that is scary, quite frankly. I mean, it's scary. Auburn's at -10. They're at +7. So they protect the ball on offense, and then they turn you over. And when you have a game, or you have a team in Auburn that's coming off of, 10 turnovers, I'm sorry. If you go back to, I guess there was a couple of turnovers too in the New Mexico State game. So you're talking 10 plus turnovers in three games, the last three games, and you're going to play against a team that turns people over more than anybody in the conference. That's something to be, that can make you a little bit nervous. I mean, they got a very, very talented defensive backfield. They don't have their health. They're healthy too, so they don't have a lot out on defense. They're led by an amazing linebacker. I think his name is Danny Stutzman or something like that. Stutzman. Yeah, he's one of the tops in the conference in tackles. They just get after you and make you make mistakes. So the key for Auburn is going to be, to me, the key for Auburn is if you can sort of take a page out of Oklahoma's playbook. Take your time, be patient, and not turn the ball over. That's the biggest thing. Protect the ball. You could possibly get into one of these low scoring games, and maybe the crowd is the difference. Maybe Jordan Hare is the difference in the game. And I think that's what the game plan's got to be. Be very, very conservative, be very, very patient, and then just take a few shots when you can. But you can't turn the ball over. And you're going up against a defense that loves to make teams turn it over, and they turn teams over very, very effectively. So that's going to be the key to me. Again, the line is weird. The line is moving towards Auburn late in a big push, which it takes a lot of money to move a line a half a point. It's moved from -3 all the way down to -1. So that's a ton of money to make it move 2 points. So, you've seen the trend in the past in the Cal game, and like we talked about with Arkansas, that as the line moved towards those teams, we tried to pretend like, there's nothing to worry about. But hey, those guys don't make those guys make the big bucks for a reason. So it's definitely going to be something to watch. I feel like I like this matchup, as weird as that sounds, because, again, I don't think you have a quarterback that can really hurt you on those third and long plays, on those third downs. I feel like you should be able to handle Those guys, you don't really have a mega run threat out of either one of them. And you got a young guy. You got a young guy back there that's getting his first start in a hostile environment that could possibly throw you a few. Against Tennessee, I mean, they're at home, number one. They're down by a bunch. They're down by 18 points late in the game, and there's nothing really that they can there's nothing really working on offense. So there wasn't a ton of pressure in that situation. Tennessee's not really doing a whole ton, so it made it a little bit easier for him to get his, you know, some significant playing time. But now you got to go in as a starter with a target on your back. So it'll be interesting to see. I think you almost have the inverse of both sides. You have two offenses that struggle and two defenses that have played really well at times. Oklahoma's played well all the time, and Auburn has played really well at times when they're not even when they're put in bad situations, and they're put in bad situations often. So how does this game play out? I mean, it's hard to say. I think whoever turns the ball over the least probably wins this game. So I don't know if that's going to be Auburn. I don't know if that's going to be Oklahoma, but I think that's how this game's going to play out. Who makes the big mistake? Because neither offense, I think, is going to have a lot of success. So who makes the big mistake? Who makes a big kick? Who makes a big team, a special teams play? I think that's going to be the outcome of this game. Low scoring. I'll probably take the under for whatever it is. If it's under 42 points, take the under. If it's over like 38 points, take the under. I feel like this is going to be a really low scoring game, 17 to 10 or you know, 17 to 14, something like that, with a game-winning field goal at the end. So we'll see what happens. Auburn's got their work cut out for them, but I think you got an opportunity here with not having such an explosive offense that, you know, maybe Auburn can make something happen. So let's see what happens. You got to have a win. Both of these teams need a win if they want to have any shot at, you know, playing for an SEC championship, or they want to have any shot at really seizing some momentum for the rest of the year. So let's see what happens. Hopefully we can pull it out, and then we have something fun to talk about after the game. Guys, I really appreciate it. If you like this channel, like it. If you like this video, subscribe. Actually, flip that. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at @_Charlie_5. Let's enjoy the game, and we'll be back again afterwards. So it's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.